The House of Representatives last week passed legislation intended to separate airlines from its government oversight agency, citing years of too cozy a relationship between the airline industry and the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA. The bill addresses a dangerous revolving door between the two groups and calls for a whistleblower office on safety matters. In March of this year, hundreds of aircraft with American Airlines, Delta, and Southwest were grounded for overdue safety inspections, frustrating thousands of passengers. In addition to safety, most airlines are charging passengers for every possible perk, from food service to checked-in bags. H.R. 6355, the Air Service Improvement Act of 2008, which is a passenger's bill of rights, is currently being considered by Congress. In June, a study by J.D. Power and Associates showed that airlines are suffering from the worst customer satisfaction in 3 years, primarily because of poor customer service rather than high fares. Now, airline and airport workers are making the connection between poor service and bad jobs. The Service Employees International Union, or SEIU, has a statewide campaign to improve jobs and services and security at California airports. According to SEIU, airlines are, quote, creating a crisis of inadequate training and equipment, low wages, and lack of health care that is robbing airline passengers of quality service and security. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy, or LANE, released a report last week exposing the billions of tax dollars that airlines receive in government subsidies. In spite of these subsidies, says LANE, airline CEOs have, quote, failed to provide a fair return on the public's investment, creating poor quality jobs and providing inadequate security and services for passengers. Lane's co-author of the report that I just cited, Shortchanged, is Carolina Briones. She joins us on the line this morning. Welcome to Uprising, Carolina.
Thank you for having me.
And also an organizer with SEIU, primarily focused on LAX, the Los Angeles International Airport, is Tim Maddox. Welcome, Tim.
Hello. How are you? Tonight?
Tim is a longtime airport worker. He currently works in the international terminal, assisting elderly passengers and passengers with disabilities. Carolina, I want to first start with you. I mean, I tried to lay the context of what the airlines are doing and how passengers essentially are being charged, for all sorts of things and are being treated pretty poorly. I think people would be surprised to know how much of our taxpayers' money goes into the airline industry. Explain the nature of the subsidies and even the size of the subsidies.
Yeah, well, it's really enormous. Once we started looking into it, we just found more and more. We calculated $8.5 billion in subsidies that have gone to the industry just since 2001. And it's really at all levels. There's a lot of, at the federal level, a lot of people are familiar with, the 9/11 crisis and how that affected the industry. But what people don't know is that, the industry really recovered from that crisis in 2006 and 2007 and became profitable again. And they were still getting lots of subsidies from the federal government.
Did the subsidies originate in the post-9/11 years, and was it for that reason?
That's where we see huge numbers, but it really goes back, even to the 70s. We found some local subsidies, which are low interest bond financing at LAX Airport, which is a local entity, and that goes back to the 70s. And we found they'd gotten over $1 billion in that low interest financing. And there's subsidies at the state level that have gone back since before 9/11.
So
everything from tax breaks, mm-hmm. Cash grants after 9/11, tax breaks. What we see a lot is the federal government kind of assuming the risk for the industry. So there's actually a program where the federal government acts as the insurer for the industry in case of what they call war risk. So that's the federal government acting as the insurer, which is kind of unusual.
But quite consistent with how the Bush administration has been behaving in its tenure to many industries. So the subsidies are supposed to protect these airlines. But you said just in the last couple of years, the airlines have begun to turn a profit, but the subsidies continue?
Well, here's the thing. Right now, that was in 2006 and 2007. Right now, the mm-hmm. industry is facing another big financial crisis because of the skyrocketing cost of oil, which we're all experiencing, right? And it's throughout the economy. It's hit the airlines very hard. So they're actually projecting big losses for this year. And that's why we think it's even more important to take a look at this because, we're likely to be asked again as taxpayers to bail out this industry. Because they're facing another financial crisis. And so we thought now was a really good time to just take a look at our past subsidies, What kind of return are we getting on our investment as taxpayers? And, you know, with an eye to the future in case we're asked again.
Hmm. Tim, I want to bring you into the conversation. So Carolina has been talking about how our tax monies go to the airline industry, and yet as a worker, you know, you must come into contact with a lot of folks who work for the airlines, but also that's very much linked to those who work at airports like yourself. What is the sort of conditions under which workers like yourself work, given, again, these large subsidies and certainly profits, at least in 2006 and 07?
Well, I've been working at the airport almost 14 years now, and I haven't seen the standards this way in a long time. I was a wheelchair person that helps and assists elderly and the disabilities, passengers with disabilities. And it's a serious problem with lack of training and proper equipment being issued to the workers. So it really suffers, you know, the customer service suffers because of that.
Now, how linked are the airport workers with airline workers?
Well, we do a lot of things, everything from security, from assisting passengers, cleaning of the planes, in which we just had a thing last week where we talked about cabin crew cleaners not having enough time to do their jobs. They're often rushed, overworked, and understaffed. And even given a situation where they have to clean the airplanes, they don't have chemicals and things that they need to do their jobs.
So you're saying that basically workers, the cleaning staff, may go into an airplane between flights, and they may not have enough time to clean the flight enough for the next set of passengers. I mean, this is pretty intense.
Yeah, it is. They report of not being able to change pillowcases, blankets. They don't have chemicals sometimes for the restroom to disinfect. And the same is also across the board, whether it deals with security or it deals with my position, in which passengers have been dropped because we don't have the training on how to deal with people with disabilities.
Drop meaning physically drop while you're actually carrying passengers with disabilities.
Yes, because there's like a lot of times you're asked to do jobs outside of your job description. So sometimes I may be pulled out of one area and say, okay, you need to go search the plane for dangerous objects, and we haven't been trained to do that, including bombs. They say, "Oh, well, go look."
You've been asked to search a plane for bombs?
Yes.
But your expertise is in helping passengers with disabilities and the elderly.
Right. So this is a common thing. Like if you're short-staffed in one area, they'll call you off to do security. Oh, you go just do this, or you go do that, and you're not really trained for it.
Hmm. And I understand that with regard to the cleaning staff, that there was an action recently where SEIU workers were handing sanitation wipes to passengers as they got off the planes.
Yeah. And it's really, you know, it's a thing where passengers are really disgusted, and they should be, because of just what Carolina was talking about, the subsidies and all the money that they've gotten, they don't put back, you know, to the workers or the community as far as good jobs.
Carolina, link the airport subsidies and sort of how this industry operates with the airlines. How linked are these two groups?
Well, you know, exactly what Tim was talking about is part of a broader trend. The airlines are just looking for so many ways to cut their costs. And one of the things they've done is outsource these jobs, right? So what Tim is talking about are, you know, folks that work for airline contractors. So the airlines are ultimately responsible for their conditions. And that's one way they've really driven down job quality in the industry. When they contract out, the contractors compete against each other to be the lowest bidder. And that really drives down standards. And the other way is they've also cut wages and benefits for their own employees. So, you know, we see really poor job quality. And we also, as you're talking about, we see poor conditions for passengers. I mean, the two are directly related. And, you know, people have seen how the airlines have been in the headlines with safety problems, customer service problems.
And when you say the airlines are outsourcing passenger services, what exactly does that mean?
It basically means that some of these critical duties, like Tim was talking about, security sweeps, you know, other security functions, service to people with disabilities, that they're being contracted out. Essentially, they're not done by airline employees. They're being outsourced to contractors that work for the airlines. And they really, you know, have this low bid contracting system that really drives down standards.
Hmm. Tim, make the connection that we've sort of danced around, and Carolina referred to it as well. Explain to our listener who may have taken a flight recently, had a terrible experience, maybe was even treated, you know, rudely by a harried check-in counter person. Make the connection between poor job quality and customer service. Make the case to the listener why the condition of your job is linked to the poor service that they have received.
Well, when you have a system, I mean, I think Carolina was talking about a low bidding system of whoever does the contract cheaper gets the contracts there at the airport. What happens is that either your hours get cut as workers, you have not very good health care, so you have in return you get a high turnover. So you don't have experienced workers on the job that can do, you know, a quality job for you. And the only way that we're going to deal with customer service is to deal with the situation of the working conditions with people that, you know, we have people that barely have health care and part-time jobs. And we understand that this economy is bad, but the workers are really suffering at this point, too.
And I wanted to go back to one thing that you were discussing regarding passengers with disabilities in airports in particular. You know, there's always rushing. There's always, as you said, short staffing. What about the conditions of wheelchairs? This is something I know SEIU has brought up.
Right. With the company that I was working for, they didn't have proper equipment. A lot of the wheelchairs were broken. In fact, one of the persons that we interviewed had gotten dropped because of a broken wheelchair. As far as the wheelchair conditions and also aisle chairs, which are specific chairs that deal with people who are quadriplegic or paraplegic, aren't functioning well either.
My guests are Tim Maddox and Carolina Briones. Tim Maddox is an LAX organizer with SEIU. Carolina Briones is with Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy. She's the co-author of the report, Shortchanged, How Airlines Can Repay Taxpayers for Billions in Subsidies by Improving Jobs, Security and Services. So, Carolina, let's talk about this subtitle, How Airlines Can Repay Taxpayers. What do you mean by that? What can be done at this point?
Yeah, well, what we're basically calling for is just a major change in the way these subsidies work, right? What we found is that, you know, billions of dollars have gone to this industry with very few strings attached, really. I mean, very few conditions, just, you know, more and more subsidies. And so what we're saying, especially now that the airlines are facing another crisis, we really have to, if we're going to continue to subsidize this industry, we have to set some standards that go along with the subsidies. There have to be conditions for any future subsidies around job quality, around service quality for passengers. So that's one thing. That's a major point that we're making, is attaching conditions to these subsidies. And then we're also saying, you know, the airlines should really be acting now. They are in a financial crisis, but they can do better. With a modest investment, they can actually improve conditions for some of the workers that we're talking about. And that's going to pay off in the long run for the industry in terms of improved productivity. There's been research that's been done by an MIT professor specifically on this industry saying if you invest in your workforce, productivity goes up, and ultimately you become more profitable as an industry. And so we are really calling on the airlines to recognize that.
And Carolina, are there any particular companies that are worse than others, or is there, for example, one airline that or two airlines that you can cite that do treat its workers well and has consequently better customer service?
Gosh, I wish I could give you an example. I mean, what we find is that, you know, the kind of airlines just, you know, they kind of, the conditions go down to whatever's legally acceptable, you know, and they're all kind of at that level of you know, what they have to do according to law.
And do you know how they compare with, for example, out-of-country airlines, other countries, national airlines, or even other private airline
That's
companies?
That's a good question. I don't have information specifically on labor standards in other countries. One thing I do know that's different about, say, some of the European airlines compared to the American is that they have much higher fuel economy in their jets. And so even though they're, you know, they're also suffering from oil prices, it's not as much as you see the American airlines flying a much older fleet, less fuel efficient.
So our fleet is like the cars on our roads, much less fuel efficient than
like
our
Hummer,
European counterparts.
It's like Hummers. The American airlines are driving Hummers, and they're complaining about the cost of gas. So.
Right, and it's also an issue of climate change. Finally, Tim, let's talk about this website that SEIU has set up. How is your flight.com? It's an interesting website where you're basically encouraging passengers to log on and share their horror stories, if you will.
Yeah, that's howwasyourflight.com, and we've gotten a lot of things that the passengers are really discuss it at a lot of their flight experiences. So we want to encourage listeners to check out the website and give us some feedback on your experience, your flight travel.
What's the goal of the site?
Well, basically to bring out the conditions and the link the problem between customer satisfaction and worker productivity.
So on the site, you also have information about how workers are treated and also some of the actions and stuff that SEIU is taking?
Well, yeah, we want to just take in some information and get some information about, passengers' flight experiences and kind of compile that information. And I think that's how Carolina was able to get some of her information for her report.
And I want to also go to some of the actions that both your organizations have been taking at the airport. Carolina, I understand that you were out there handing peanuts to passengers last week.
Yes, we were. We decided to do a little bit of street theater, and we had some folks dressed up as airline CEOs who were very happy to receive billions in fake dollars in our skit and then give passengers peanuts. And the message was, we're getting billions of your tax dollars and you're getting peanuts.
And are passengers even getting peanuts these days on
their
flights?
Exactly.
That's a good question.
Maybe
they charge you a dollar for a little packet of peanuts.
Exactly. Can I just mention the website where folks can get more information about the report?
Yes.
It's www.shortchangedreport.org.
And they can download the whole report.
They can download the whole report and lots of background information as
That's
well.
That's shortchangedreport.org. Next time you take a flight and want to know how much the airline you were flying got from you before you even bought your ticket in terms of your taxes, you can check out Shortchanged the Report. It's how airlines can repay taxpayers for billions in subsidies by improving jobs, security, and services. Tim, there's an action coming up that SEIU is planning?
Yes, on the 31st, on Thursday, we'll be at the airport at the International Building about 12:30. So we're offering people can come out and participate. We've had community activists, the religious community, Reaching Higher Coalition is a compilation of those people.
And what is the goal of the action?
Well, we want to bring awareness around this, our conditions there.
And the working conditions?
We are the working conditions, and also we're in the middle of a contracting fight.
And so that's this Thursday, the 31st, at the International Terminal at 12:30 at LAX Airport?
Right, on the arrival level.
All right. Well, Tim Maddox, and I guess the website is howwasyourflight.com for listeners to check out. Mm-hmm. And shortchangedreport.org is the website that Lane's report is linked to. Carolina Briones and Tim Maddox, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Carolina Briones is the co-author of the report Shortchanged. She is with the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy. And Tim Maddox, longtime airport worker, works in the International Terminal and is an LAX organizer with SEIU. We're going to do a follow-up to this story in the coming weeks regarding H.R. 6355, the Air Service Improvement Act of 2008, which is a passenger's bill of rights currently being considered by Congress.